Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Selfless Love Talk Show with Coach Chanel Budd, and we have a very special guest speaker, Janice McNair. I just wanted to say today, I'm welcoming all of our listeners in, and I'm excited and honored to have Ms. Janice McNair with us today. I'm going to ask, I always ask at the beginning, for everyone to mute their phone, except for the guest speaker and myself, and we will open it up at the end of the show for Q&A. Again, please mute your phone so that we can, not have the background noise. So good morning, Ms. Janice. Good morning and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's an honor and a pleasure. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes, I am excited for you to be here as well. I'm very, very interested in your new book release. And so I want to go ahead and have you introduce who you are. Give us a little bit about your background. And then we'll go into, the reason and the title of your book is Fighting for Your Full Potential. And so we'll go into that, and figure out why it was that led you to write this specific book, this specific title. And so I'm just honored. So I will go ahead and open the floor to you.
Absolutely. Well, good morning, everyone. I hope you all started your morning greatly. Well, my name is Janice McNair. I am a two-time best-selling author, as well as an international best-selling author. I'm a mindset coach. I'm also a motivational speaker. A little bit about myself. I'm a mother of three children. I have a boy who is 14 and two little girls that are 9 and 8. They're so dear to me. My background, I'm a cosmetologist, a licensed cosmetologist, as well as a licensed barber. That has been my passion for the last 16 years. I've also been a cosmetologist, teaching students to do hair as well. But I'm now walking in my purpose, which caused me to write my two bestsellers. I have a purpose and a calling to really inspire other women to really feel like they can come back from anything, that they have the opportunity and the power to really fight for their full potential and really live the life that they desire. I've always kind of been in that spectrum of being around people and inspiring people, especially with doing hair. When you're in a hair salon or in a beauty or the barber shop, you're always, having great conversation and giving advice. Yes. So I've always been kind of like the voice of reasoning and always just had a passion for people. So God has always placed me in, that platform where I would be able to just share with people and listen to people and really just encourage people. And now I'm just taking it a step further with being a mindset coach, just really teaching people how to mentally challenge them, saying the power behind the mind and knowing that, we are who we think we are. We can only do what we think we can do. And it's really been an awesome journey because I started myself. My journey, I'm also a seven-time marathoner, and, it took for me to really tap into my own potential and was really willing to fight for my potential that really caused me to really live out my purpose and live the life that I desire. So it's really been awesome. It's been great, and that's what brought me to writing my two bestseller books.
That is huge. And that takes a lot of discipline, right? Self-accountability.
Oh, yes.
And discipline. Yeah, that is huge, and it's necessary. So I'm grateful to have you on today. Tell us a little bit more about your new book release.
Absolutely. So I released a book earlier in April. That was my first baby. It was called Fighting for Your Potential of a Man Versus Truth. And I released that book in April. And I didn't know that I was going to release my second book so soon, which is Fighting for Your Full Potential, Unleash the Greatness Within and Experience Nothing But Wins. I didn't know that I would release a book 6 months later. but I felt like it was necessary with everything that was taking place in the world, you know, the pandemic, people losing jobs. I felt like it was imperative for people to understand that, you know, this wasn't a time for us to back down. This wasn't a time for us to kind of feel stuck and stagnant, like we couldn't continue to fight for our dreams and our, you know, the things that we desire just because of what was happening in the world, right? So I was like, okay, well, this book was supposed to be out, you know, 2 years from now, but I was like, no, it has to come out now. You know, it's important that we have a sense of urgency with things that are placed on our hearts and things that we should be doing at the moment that we kind of have reservations about, like, oh, no, maybe I should wait. We should wait. But I was like, no, it needs to happen now because I needed to get it out there and encourage as many people as I can to understand that we have to continue to fight. And when life happens, that's when we should show up for ourselves even more. And that's why I wrote the book. The book is really to encourage other people to fight. In each chapter, it's talking about what's necessary and what's needed for you to be able to live up to your full potential. You know, I think we give potential, the word itself, more power than what it has. You know, it's not the potential that has power. It's the commitment and the effort and the dedication that gives the word potential its power. And I felt like it was necessary for people to understand that when you fight, when you stand up on 2 feet and say, hey, I know I lost my job, but I'm going to fight. You know, I know I'm not financially stable right now, but I'm going to fight. I know that this pandemic has happened and I'm supposed to be on a book tour going to different states. It's okay. I'm going to do a virtual book tour. You know, that's not going to stop me. You know, we have to get in a mindset where we're able to look at life in more of a positive way. You know, we have our moments. We all have our moments, and that's fine, but we can't stay there. You know, we can't stay there. So the book is really to encourage everyone. Every chapter is a chapter that I wrote that I felt that was needed in order for you to fight for your full potential. You know, my first book was called Potential of a Man Versus Truth, and it was about learning the different things that stops us and holds us back from living up to our full potential. But this book actually shows you what that process looked like. What does it look like to really fight for your full potential? What does that look like? So in my book, I'm talking about having a winning circle. You know, being able to win is not just you. You have to have enough humility to know that, you know, you don't win on your own. You don't make it to the top on your own, because we all have to learn and grow from someone, right? Because there's always going to be someone ahead of us. There's always going to be somebody ahead of us. So we have to have enough humility to know that if we have a winning circle, people that we can learn from and grow from, people that's going to push us, it's important to have a winning circle. You know, I talk about the first chapter of my book, Who Are You? In order for you to fight for your full potential and to fight for your dreams, you have to know who you are. Because if you don't know who you are, then you allow the world to tell you who you are, you know. And one of my favorite motivational speakers, Les Brown, you know, he says that, you know, somebody else's opinion of you doesn't have to become your reality. And I think we live in a world today that we seek validation. And, you know, there's social media, and sometimes we're looking at the right and looking at the left, making sure that we're getting someone's approval. And you should know who you are. When you know who you are, you already know what you're going after. You know what you need to do, and you're going for it, you know. So I start that book by saying, who are you? You need to know who you are, and you need to be comfortable with who you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, your mistakes, your setbacks, your flaws. Because those are who you are. Walking in your truth gives you power. It gives you power to be able to fight for your full potential.
Amazing.
So, So that's how the book came about. I just felt like it was necessary. 2020 was a rough year. It was a rough year. And I think that, you know, we kind of feel like when stuff like that happens, we're supposed to stop. But when life happens like that, that's when we're supposed to push the pedal to the metal. That's when we're supposed to say, oh, no, this is happening. That means I need to go even harder. I need to make more commitment. I need to be more dedicated to myself and make that investment in myself. You know, we can't be moved about what's happening around us because we still have control over what we choose to do, correct? We don't have control over the pandemic. But I wrote two books in a pandemic. I became a two-time best-selling author in a pandemic. I became an international best-selling author in the pandemic. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah, we can't be emotionally moved by what's happening around us, because we will always have power and control over who we are and what we choose to do. Always. Always.
Beautiful.
So
I'm
inspired. I'm sitting here like, that's right. I'm over here like, yes. everything you said is spot on. You have to know who you are, you know, and be okay with it. That is amazing, and that is powerful. Please give everyone your information. How can they obtain this book? Where do they go to find and purchase this book?
So my book you can find on Amazon.com. You can put in my name, Jenise, J-E-N-I-S-E, last name McNair, M-C-N-A-I-R. You can put my name in, or you can actually put the book title in, Fighting for Your Full Potential, and it will pop up. And it is available ebook as well as the paperback is available for you.
All right. And social media handles. Do you have any social media handles you would like to share?
Social media. My name is Woman of Strength, WOMAN_OF_Strength, and the number 31. Woman_of_strength_31. Women of Strength 31 on Instagram. And as well on Facebook, you can find me at Free Her Truth. Jenise McNair. So once you put in Jenise McNair, that'll pop up. Free Her Truth. So I'm extremely excited about everyone getting their hands, getting a copy of my book. I promise you, it's really the blueprint of you being able to really live out the life that you desire, no matter your background. You know, it really encourages you to know that you can come back from anything. You can come back from any and everything. You know, I'm a mother of three, and there was a time that I wasn't even able to feed my kids. There was a time that I could barely take care of them, and I was on public assistance, and I just had to make a choice. I made a choice to fight for my full potential. You know, at first, I was fighting for somebody else's potential, and we don't have any control over anybody's potential but our own. So when I made that choice to really invest in me and to fight for me and to know that I was worth fighting for, that's when I started winning. You know, I have something in my book called a Windemic. I also have a clothing line, Windemic, capital W-I-N, lowercase D-E-M-I-C. My brand is called Windemic. It means it's a breakout of victories and triumphs that becomes contagious amongst others around us. So instead of telling myself that I was in a pandemic, I told myself that I was in a Windemic. And no matter what was going on in the world, I was going to win no matter what. In every aspect of my life, I was going to win. And that's what I've been doing. I've been winning because I believe winning is a mindset. And when you call yourself a winner, that's what you are. You're a winner. So I think everybody should get their hands on this book. I promise you it will change your life. It changed mine.
Powerful. I'm so happy that you are on here, and you're always welcome to come back on and even talk about your mindset coaching platform as well. I also want to thank Ayana Gallo and Thanks a Mill Publishing as well. We have some phenomenal international guest best-selling authors, motivational speakers, Women in Power. And so I'm just so honored and ecstatic, Jenise. I wanted to ask you a question about, because something that intrigued me was this: you being a 7-time marathoner. You know, that alone, what was your journey like when you first started? Like, what was your mindset? You know, because I mean, 7 times. Like, what made you feel like that was something you wanted to do? I'm just curious.
Sure, yes. I love this. I'm so glad you asked me that. So I was in a very toxic relationship with my daughter's father, and I, you know, that's why my first book is called Potential of a Man Versus Truth. You know, I was fighting for somebody else's potential, and it really took me to a very low place of my life. And when I hit rock bottom, I told myself and I made a choice that, you know, if I can fight for somebody else's potential that I have no power over, you know, what would that look like if I apply that same effort, that same commitment, that same fight within my own self? Like, what would that really look like for Janice if I apply that same ethics and same, you know, dedication to my life? What would that look like for me? So I said, okay, well, what can I do to start fighting for my full potential? Like, what can I do? Although I'm not financially stable and although that, you know, I can't really take care of my kids and I'm on public assistance and I have all these things around me that I can't change, how about I focus on what I can change? So what can I start with? And I hated running. I hated running. I was like, what is something that you hated but you can challenge yourself to do now? And I was like, I hate running. Oh, my gosh, I hate running. So December 29th, 2013, at 6:44 p.m., I wrote in my notes, okay, Janice, it's time for you to change your mindset. It's time for you to go after the things that you desire. You know, come 2014, you're going to run your first 5K. So I was like, okay, I'm going to run my first 5K. I never ran my first 5K, but I ran a half marathon. That was my first race. And when I ran my first half marathon, it was like, oh, my gosh, all this time I thought that running was too hard. I thought running was just something I wasn't capable of doing. But when I actually made the decision to try, when I made the choice to be dedicated to what I told myself that I was going to do, I just realized I was capable of doing the impossible. You know, I feel when you fight for your full potential, that's when you make the impossible possible. So I went from running a half marathon, and I was like, oh, my gosh, did I just run 13.1 miles? Like, there was a time where I told myself I was going to run a 5K, which is 3 miles. And 3 miles was at one point too hard for me. But then I ran 13 miles, and I was like, well, I don't want to stop here. Let me see if I can run the whole 26.2. So then when I ran the 26.2, I was like, wow, okay, Janice, you're the bomb. You can do whatever you put your mind to. So fast forward in 2021, you know, I'm now really an 8-time marathoner because I've ran 7 full and my first race was a half marathon. So it's like every year I challenge myself to run a marathon a year. In the pandemic, I ran 2 marathons. Even though the races was canceled, I ran them anyway. I didn't have the 100,000 spectators. I didn't have the Gatorade machine stops that you're able to drink every mile. I ran by myself the whole 26.2 because it was something that I told myself that I would do every year. And I wasn't going to allow the pandemic to stop me from running 26.2 miles, even though the race was canceled. And I did it myself. I did it anyway. So me running a marathon was me proving to myself that I was more than capable of being and doing anything that I put my mind to. And once I did that, I just channeled that energy and that commitment in other areas of my life. And that's how I started to really take control over my life and really learning the process, that it's all a process. I didn't just become an 8-time marathoner over a period of time. It was a process. And I evolved into the person that I am today within that process. So it's not that I enjoy running. I enjoy the person that I've become because I challenged myself to run. And that's how I became a 7-time marathoner.
Thank you so much. I'm getting ready to open up the line and do a Q&A.
Sure.
I just want to see if there's anyone who is open to, you know, if they have any questions or anything.
Absolutely.
They want to ask.
Yes.
Okay. So I am taking you all off mute. If you have a question, unmute yourself. And if you do not, then you don't have to unmute yourself. So right now I am doing an opening for questions. Is there anyone on the line that would like to ask Janice any questions? I think you nailed it, Janice. I mean, this is just amazing. You know, again, I am honored to have you on, and you are welcome to come back on to the show. I am just honored. I really am. I will definitely be getting the book as well. It's called Fighting for Your Full Potential and Changing Your Mindset, Believing That
Absolutely.
You Can and You Will.
Yes.
And so
no matter what.
No matter what. No matter what. If there's any questions you may have for me, you are welcome to ask those questions now. And if not, Janice, what I usually do is pray my guest speakers out.
Okay, yeah, absolutely.
Listening audience and my guest speaker. So, okay,
yes.
If there's no one that's going to, that has a question, then I am going to go ahead and pray us out. Actually, I do have, okay, so Janice, this is going to be a little different, okay?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I do have a few more listeners that are coming in as we're speaking. And so what I'm going to do is have you just, you can fast forward through just, you know, who you are, again, if you don't mind doing so, because we do have others coming in.
No problem.
You were so
Hello?
Powerful. This normally doesn't happen. I usually don't, have my guest speakers, like, just go ahead and fast forward through who you are, introduce yourself again, and just touch on the purpose of the book. You know, you don't have to do the whole entire thing all over, but you can fast forward, because I would love for these people not to miss the information that you're giving today.
Sure. Absolutely.
Excuse me.
Uh-huh.
I have one question for her.
Okay.
I would like to know what keeps her daily motivated. What is your motivation? Because I came in after you had spoke a little bit, so I need to know, what is your motivation daily?
Sure, that's a great question. So my motivation daily really is the investment that I choose to put into myself. I think, you know, my first book, I talk about freeing your truth and really being able, free her truth means, you know, accepting and embracing who you are and no longer accepting less than you deserve. I feel like the expectations that we give to the world, we need to set those expectations for ourselves first, meeting our own expectations. So when I think about how I want people to, you know, to treat me, when I think about the life that I desire, my daily motivation is being able to say, Janice, you know, are you willing to give these things to yourself first? Are you willing to invest in yourself and dedicate, you know, whatever it is that you want for yourself? Are you willing to give that to yourself? So that is my daily, you know, motivation, is that I feel that I deserve it. I feel like I am worth it. Even if I have to give my best life to myself, I feel that I am worth that. So I wake up every day. You know, every day is not always amazing, but every day I wake up with the effort to be better than who I was yesterday, whether that's drinking 6 glasses of water because I can't stand water. You know, we have to celebrate our small wins, because our small wins turn into big wins. And I don't think that we encourage ourselves enough. You know, we have to be our biggest cheerleader. So when you wake up, you just say to yourself, you know, what can I do today that's going to make me better than who I was yesterday? And it doesn't have to be something major, because a small change is a major change in the long run. So that's how I continue to motivate myself every single day, is that I feel like I deserve the best. I feel like I deserve what God was meant for me to have. And if that means that I have to give it to myself, then I'm willing to make that effort to give it to myself. And that's where I start. I start with me. My expectations start with me. Not the expectations that I have of the world, but the expectations that I set for me. And if I put that bar high for the person to the right or to the left, the bar is going to be even higher for myself. So that's how I start my day.
Thank you. That's a genuine answer. I love that. God bless you.
You're welcome. Oh, no problem. No problem at all. Any more questions? You want me to?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello? Hi. Hi, Chanel. I just wanted to say how inspired I was regarding your reflections on your marathon journey. As a woman, I always had this dream of running a marathon myself, and it always just felt like a dream, you know, just something
yes.
that I would love to pursue. But I like your constant, referring back to taking ownership of yourself, and that includes our bodies. and how you got inspired by there were so many things happening in your life that you had no control over. But how we take care of our bodies, that's totally up to us, you know, exercising, eating healthy, making sure we're putting things inside of us that are good for us and not toxic to ourselves. And that is something immediately that we can take ownership and control over is our own bodies, because we share our bodies as mothers and, you know, in relationships. And for employers, we're constantly sharing our bodies. And that this is ours. We only get one, and to take control over that and pursue goals. I'm sorry, my household was quiet until I got on the phone. So, but definitely, I just wanted to acknowledge that and just thank you so much for reflecting on that. It was truly inspiring, and I think I need to stick to that dream and know that it can happen. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And please let me piggyback on that. You know, Will Smith has a quote that I love. And Will Smith says, set a goal so big that you can't achieve that goal until you grow into the person that can. When I started my marathon, I wasn't the person that I was when I finished it. It was the process that allowed me to grow into becoming a marathoner. You know, every day, you know, there's challenges that we face every day. That's why my book is called Fighting for Your Full Potential, because it's the temptation of life. It's the hardships. It's the obstacles. It's the pandemic that's going to be coming your way that you're going to have to fight through so that you can continue to move forward in the direction that you would like. That's where the fight comes in. So it's the days where you're like, oh, my gosh, I have to get all the way up to 18 miles and I've only ran one. You know, just focus on where you are today. When you tell yourself that, okay, I'm going to start today. I'm going to run today, and I'm going to run as far as I can until I can't no more. When you do that, that's an accomplishment, and you just play off of that. So I'm telling you, as a mother of three who've never ran anything past 2 miles without passing out, it was the process that allowed me to grow into being an 8-time marathoner. It was the dedication. It was the commitment. And most important, it was me believing in myself. When you believe in you, there's nothing that you can't do. You can do anything you put your mind to. Just make an effort to just say, I'm going to try. And when things get hard, acknowledge that it's hard, but don't give up. Continue to try. You know, we only lose in life when we continue to, when we allow it to defeat us. You know, defeat, challenges are inevitable, but being defeated is optional. So we have to make a choice that even on the hard days and on the tough days, we're going to make a choice to say, okay, tomorrow I'm going to try again. Trying again is what allows you to win. Trying, not giving up, that allows you to be able to, you know, go through the process and grow through the process, because it's when you try that shows you what you're really capable of. When you try, that's what shows you how much power you have of becoming whoever it is that you desire to be. I wanted to become a marathoner, and it looked like it was a dream, just like what you were saying. But as I started to go through the process, God was showing me, like, yeah, you thought you couldn't do this. And then it just motivated me. And then it just kept motivating me until I just kept pushing forward towards anything that I thought that I couldn't do. So now I wake up, and I'm like, okay, what did I say I couldn't do that I want to do? And when I ran the marathon, you know, when I became a marathoner, I was 40 pounds overweight. So because I chose to go after the, something that I felt was challenging, not only did I win in that area, but I also became healthier. I lost 40 pounds naturally just because I chose to try, to challenge myself. So that's all I ask you to do, is that although it may seem too big, I promise you, you are more than capable. Make that a goal of yours and just, you know, take one day at a time. That's all you can do, is focus on today and worry about tomorrow when tomorrow gets here.
Good. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
You're welcome. No problem. No problem.
Is there anyone else that has a question for Janice, our international best-selling author, motivational speaker, and mindset coach?
Good afternoon, everybody. How you doing, Coach Chanel? And Ms. Denise, hi, how you doing? Thank you for having the show and allowing us to come on. But Ms. Denise, hi, you have really, really, really woke my spirit up. This whole week I have been challenging myself. I'm in my 60s, and, you know, I have, you know, been in the house, you know, because of all of this going on, epidemic and everything. But everything that you spoke about really was a wake-up for me, because I said, I have to get out of this house. I have to start walking. And so one evening I decided in the evening to put my clothes on and take that walk up to my mailbox. And from that point on, it was like, do I want to do it, don't I want to do it? Well, I made that choice to go ahead and push through, and when I did it, it was so well needed. My lungs opened up. My mental clarity was coming in more. It was like a breath of fresh air, and I just looked up to the heavens, and I just thank God for, you know, supporting me and being with me and just walking and talking. And so I did it again. 2 days later, I decided to go ahead and walk again. And so now I'm the other day was my third walk, and my daughter was coming to get me. But I surprised her because I did not let her come all the way to my house. I came out the house and walked and met her almost at the top of the hill. Yes, and she was getting ready to go past me, and I had to, you know, flag her down. And she was like, Mom, you know, and yes, I said, you know what, I have to do this, because when we set goals, and I wanted to thank Chanel for the opportunity that she gave us to do goal setting. But when she did that, when we did that goal setting, it really, really, really woke me up out of my slumber. You know what I'm saying? Because when you're by yourself and you sit too long, you know, thoughts goes in your head, you know, and then all of a sudden you find yourself, I can't do it, or you know, this won't work. But that day that we did that goal setting really, really changed my whole life. And then to start pressing forth in it, you know, it's time for me to start moving in my goal setting. But your book and all that you explain is what was going on in my mind. Could I do this? Can I do this? Is it too late? Mm-hmm. Am I too old? And you have really, really set the page on this. And I just want to thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for giving me the opportunity to, now I want to go a little further now.
Absolutely. So
thank you. I want to get your book as well.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing. I mean, that is really where it starts. It really starts with, you know, our thoughts. And, you know, it's so easy for us to kind of say, oh, do I feel like it? Should I? But that's what you fight through. You know, there's a chapter in my book called Non-Negotiable. You know, your dreams and your goals should be non-negotiable. It should not matter your age. It should not matter your hardship. It should not matter your mistakes and your circumstances. The things that you desire in life should be non-negotiable. You should not sacrifice the things that you want for yourself for anybody. So I applaud you for taking that walk, because you made that decision, that's going to open up so many other doors for you. That's going to cause you to continue to push and show you that it's not too late. You know, you in your 60s, you just getting started. You know, your age doesn't mean anything, and it doesn't matter, because once you make a choice to go after whatever it is that you want, once you make that choice, it's already done. It's already set. So I applaud you, and I say to you to please, you know, celebrate your victory. Celebrate this win. We don't do that enough for ourselves. I want you to celebrate that you were, you know, you pushed through your thoughts and you pushed through the reservations that you were having, and you chose to do it anyway. So I celebrate you with your victory today, and I applaud you for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Now, can we get a video? Can you do a recording, like a DVD or whatever, so we can walk with your message? Because your message, your message is so strong. Your message is so
strong. You know
strong
what?
That will put...
You need an audible. You need one of the audibles.
Yes, that is what I'm working on. I know I'm going to get it. That's what I'm working on, Queens. I'm working on it. I'm working on making it an audible. You just helped.
Yeah.
You just confirmed that I need to hurry up. Listen, I talk a lot in my book having a sense. having a sense of urgency. That is now going to be a sense of urgency.
There you go.
I need that. I need that like yesterday. I truly do, because you have even motivated. My whole body is literally really shaking because it wants to go just by the volume of your voice.
Yes.
Please hurry up and get the audio because your voice is strong. Your voice.
I definitely will, Queen. I'm writing this. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Chanel.
No, you're fine.
I'm sorry. She just got me fired up. You know how you can be crazy, want to run around. That's how I am. Trying to keep my composure. But go. I'm sorry, Chanel. You were saying something.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, please let everybody know again where they can purchase the book.
Yes, my book can be purchased on Amazon.com, Fighting for Your Full Potential. And you can put my name in as well as Janice McNair. And as well, if you would like just to have, I offer free coaching sessions for 45 minutes. If you want to go to my website, JaniceMcNair.com, you can go to my website if you would just like to chat with me outside of, you know, the show. You're more than capable of doing that and setting up a time on JaniceMcNair.com. You'll be able to schedule, a coaching. It's called an inspiration meetup, and you will be able to set a coaching time with me as well if you would like that. So Amazon.com, you can find my book, Fighting for Your Full Potential, and as well, if you would like to just meet with me and have me coach you for 45 minutes, that is also available to you on Janice, www.JaniceMcNair.com, and you can set up a coaching appointment as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Powerful. So there is no further questions for Janice. Then I will go ahead and I will do our prayer so that I can pray us out. Janice, I just would like to thank you again for being a guest on the show. It was amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. It's been an honor.
Thank you.
Everyone who's been listening. I'm rooting for you all, and I want you to know that y'all are winners, and I cannot wait to hear about your success moving forward.
Amen.
Amen. So, Heavenly Father, I just come to you right now, Lord, just thanking you for the platform. Thanking you for Janice McNair and all the listeners, Father God, everyone that you send this way, Father God. I pray for those that you send to Janice and everyone who was touched by the show. I ask for the covering, the protection, Lord, and all our needs to be met. For all that we do, Lord, is for the kingdom. And we're living in purpose. We are supporting one another. And so I just ask that you keep us healthy, that you keep us safe, and that you provide every need above and beyond what we can even imagine, Lord, or what we think we need, Lord, you know, above and beyond that. So we're just thanking you right now in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're praying on one accord. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Everyone have a wonderful weekend. Until next time, Janice, because I know there'll be a next time. I thank you, and
yes,
we
I look
are
forward to it.
Please. Yes. Please.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. It was an honor. I'm very honored. I'm happy that you were on. You gave some powerful information. This information can actually be replayed. So if you do have other people that, you know, had not been able to hear it right now, please share it with them. And they won't miss out.
Amen. Yes, they will not.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes, so everyone have a wonderful day and the rest of our weekend and week. Be safe, wear your mask, wash your hands, stay prayed up. And until next time, we are ending the Selfless Love Talk Show with Coach Chanel Budd and our special guest, Janice McNair. Bye.
God bless.
Okay. Thank you.
Goodbye, everyone.
All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.